Well, we support the idea of compliance and conservation compliance, and here's why. Look, it's a bargain. It's a deal that's made between taxpayers, farmers, and insurance companies. And the deal is, we recognize Mother Nature can be unpredictable. We want to support our farmers. We want to provide them risk management tools. And we're happy to provide some of the resources to make that possible. In many cases, we're paying, as taxpayers, 50, 55, 60, 62, 63% of the premium. In the past, we also provided a direct payment. And as part of the direct payment deal, we said, look, in exchange for this check that you're going to get, regardless of whether you had a good year or a bad year, we're going to expect something in return. Not a whole lot, but we're going to expect something in return. And what we're going to expect in return is conservation compliance. Well, if you do away with direct payments, which it seems pretty obvious that's going to happen, the question is then, what do you do about conservation compliance? Well, what did we do before we had direct payments? Well, interestingly enough, what we did before is we said, if you're going to get the benefit of a premium subsidy that's pretty significant, 55, 60, 62, 63%, we'd ask you to put together a plan and be compliant with that plan. And we would suggest that we gauge compliance by a date certain before the crop year, so we don't get in a position where we're giving you a subsidy and then having to take it back because things didn't work out. So some predictability and consistency in the system. And I don't think that that's too much to ask. And I think if you went out on the street and asked the man on the street or the woman on the street, do you think this is a fair deal that the government will pay 50, 55, 60, 62% of a premium to protect a crop from disaster? And in exchange for that, we want to work with you to make sure the conservation is part of your thought process. I think that's a pretty good deal. I think it's a fair deal. So I think you would find among the general public and taxpayers, particularly in this time when we're reducing budgets and asking people to do with less, it seems like a fair deal. What we've proposed in the budget is, recognizing that when the taxpayers are paying more than 50% of the premium, maybe that's especially when we're reducing so many other areas of government spending, maybe it's not unfair to ask for just a little bit more from producers, and that's why we've proposed in the budget. That's all going to get worked out. At the end of the day, we're going to have a strong crop insurance program. And that's, at the end of the day, that's really what it's all about. We're going to have a strong, viable, financially solvent and stable crop insurance program, and it's obviously it works. And the proof of that is 2012. We didn't have a hue and a cry from the countryside because folks, despite the fact that we had a terrible drought, folks were able to, the crop folks were able to get by. Now my hope is that we get a five-year bill that includes disaster assistance so that we retroactively can help our livestock and dairy producers that went through a tough time. It's a shame that they didn't get the help in 2012 when they needed it. It's a shame that we didn't fully fund those disaster programs through the 2008 Farm Bill. It's a shame we didn't extend them in 2011 when they expired, and it's a shame we didn't extend them in 2012 when they extended some but not all of the 2008 farm programs. But they got a chance to rectify that by quickly acting on this five-year bill and including a disaster assistance program. So, I think it's a fair deal.